How do you mobilize a movement of care toward people around you? Well, for Kathy Branzell, in her neighborhood, it all started with prayer. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count. And listen as Kathy explains.
I live in this lovely neighborhood in Northeast Atlanta. It's interesting because when I moved in not too long ago, I started prayer walking my neighborhood and just meeting some neighbors and saying, hey, I moved in. I've been in prayer ministry for many years. If there's anything I can do for you, how can I pray for you? So immediately kind of became known as the prayer girl. Well, that was fun. And then through that, people started coming together.
And by praying together, an attitude of care gradually and naturally developed.
As we started caring for each other, as we started getting involved in each other's lives, as we started praying, we started a Facebook page for our neighborhood. And it was just, hey, found somebody's dog. Hey, you know, broken glass in the park, you know, those kind of things. Or, hey, my kid's selling such and such for school's Girl Scout cookie time, whatever. But one night we had a fire in our neighborhood and a person's house burned to the ground. And that message went out late in the evening, you know, fire at this address. And before the firemen even had the fire out, there was piles of gifts, gift cards, clothing. People had gone to the store to buy shoes and underwear and clothing for the next day for this family, gift cards for food, piled up across the street on a neighbor's porch for them. It was just the power of care.
What a great example of caring for people with needs. Do you want to learn more about caring for others and how you can make a difference in that way? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.